Warehousing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines warehousing as the activities related to receiving, storing, and shipping materials to and from production or distribution locations. Warehouses are often called distribution centers to emphasize their need to add value and keep inventory turning over rather than storing goods indefinitely. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines distribution center, DC, as follows. Typically a finished goods warehouse designed for demand-driven rapid distribution to retailers, retail distribution centers, wholesalers, or direct shipments to customers, order fulfillment centers. Cross-docking warehouses are another type of distribution center. A related term, distribution warehouse, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A facility where goods are received in large volume uniform lots, stored briefly, and then broken down into smaller orders of different items required by the customer. Emphasis is on expeditious movement and handling. Warehouses can have a value-added effect by reducing the total cost of transportation. Organizations also need to decide on the best number of warehouses in their locations. Having more warehouses will lower some costs while raising others and can increase customer service by reducing lead times. Warehousing objectives. A key objective of warehousing is to add value to the supply chain. Adding value can include reducing total costs compared to transportation without warehousing, reducing delivery lead times to customers, improving delivery reliability, or providing other value-added services. Value-added warehousing services include final assembly, break bulking, freight consolidation, and cross-docking. One-way warehousing provides this value at an acceptable cost is by maximizing materials handling efficiency. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines materials handling as follows. Movement and storage of goods inside the distribution center. This represents a capital cost and is balanced against the operating costs of the facility. Warehousing also needs to facilitate throughput and maximize inventory turnover. Finally, it needs to keep goods secure and safe from damage. One-way DCs simultaneously minimize materials handling costs and risk to goods is to handle each item as little as possible. This might be accomplished using unitization, which generates unit loads both for warehousing and transportation. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Unitization. In warehousing, the consolidation of several units into larger units for fewer handlings. Unit load. A shipping unit made up of a number of items. Bulky material is arranged or constrained so the mass can be picked up or moved as a single unit. This reduces material handling costs. A unit load is often shrink-packed on a pallet before shipment. Unit loads can include cases, sheets, racks, pallets, and even shipping containers. The load can then be easily handled by the proper materials handling equipment, such as a forklift for pallets. Warehousing processes and activities. Exhibit 7-22 provides a flowchart of some of the processes and activities that may be performed in a warehouse. Starting at the top, the Enterprise Resources Planning, ERP, system may include an order management system, a warehouse management system, WMS, and a transportation management system, TMS. These could also be separate systems. Order management is used to enter and manage customer orders. The warehouse may interface with suppliers' order management systems as orders are placed, and on the outbound side, the warehouse may process orders for outbound customers. A WMS manages and controls materials handling within a warehouse. A TMS helps schedule transportation and control transportation costs. Together, these systems form the inputs, processes, and outputs from a transactional and control perspective. An example of control is when a WMS requires one person to authorize a material move and a different person to perform the move as a way to prevent fraud. Exhibit 7-22, Warehousing Processes and Activities. When products are physically received at the warehouse docks, they may take one of three basic paths, cross-docking, flow-through, or conventional. Some warehouses will use only one of these paths. Others will perform two or more. The fastest path is cross-docking, and often this is done at specialized distribution centers designed for just this task. Cross-docking unloads full truckloads from various suppliers, brings into a staging area, and immediately loads different assortments on trucks at the shipping area. For example, one truck may contain all lawn mowers from one company, another will have all garden tools, and so on. The outgoing vehicles will get an assortment of the various products, such as an order for a retail store. Flow-through also emphasizes throughput, but it involves using some or all of a shipment to immediately replenish a picking area. A picking area is where palletized goods are broken down into individual cases or units for picking, defined below. Conventional storage involves placing the goods into storage areas, which might be tiers of storage racks for pallets or bulk storage areas for items such as grain or gravel. The following are some of the important activities performed in a warehouse. Receiving. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines receiving as the function encompassing the physical receipt of material, the inspection of the shipment for conformance with the purchase order, quantity and damage, the identification and delivery to the destination, and the preparation of receiving reports. Receiving may also involve preparation for put away or moving pallets to staging for cross-docking. Put away. Put away involves moving goods to picking or storage areas as directed by the WMS and recording the completion of the move and the storage location. Storage. Activities performed on goods in storage include physical security, inventory accuracy auditing such as cycle counting, and authorized relocations. Order picking. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines order picking as selecting or picking the required quantity of specific products for movement to a packaging area, usually in response to one or more shipping orders, and documenting that the material was moved from one location to shipping. Picking is usually authorized and directed by a WMS, which will often indicate the route to use to maximize picking efficiency. Automation may also be used. For example, Amazon uses robots to bring the goods to the picker. Specific picking methods are discussed more elsewhere. Packaging. Packaging includes adding industrial packaging to protect shipments from damage. It may involve placing individual units into containers or boxes, palletizing and shrink wrapping orders, and forming other unit loads. Post-manufacturing services. Postponement and other delayed manufacturing strategies may require light manufacturing for assemble-to-order or other delayed differentiation, such as adding the power supply, documentation, and packaging for a given country. Staging, marshalling. Staging or marshalling involves assembling individual orders, which may include rearranging pallets or other unit loads, generating pallets, cartons, or other unit loads from individual items, checking orders for completeness, rectifying omissions or errors, and recording backorders or other variances in both shipping documents and system records. Shipping. Shipping involves verifying orders, preparing bills of lading and other documents, and loading outgoing vehicles in the proper sequence as directed by the WMS or TMS. Vehicles may be traveling to more than one destination and need to be unloaded in the right order.